Sagittarius Sun, rejected mate shifter series on Kindle Vella. Welcome to Lagerhaven. They say there is nothing new under the sun. And evolution has brought us back to a place we have never seen before, according to ancient literature. It is the year 2300 CE, and mankind has destroyed itself again, as in the days of Atlantis. Humans had created a beautiful, technologically savvy world, but war, famine, greed, bioengineering errors, and chaos threatened to take them back to square one. However, this time, they were able to salvage some things. 200 years prior, in a war-torn, disease-ridden world, scientists made extraordinary strides to understand how to tap into DNA via epigenetics in order to create a better human, a shapeshifter, one that was more conscious, logical, understanding, and caring, one that was not self-destructive. They knew that each human held within their DNA vestiges of mineral, plant, and animal ancestors into which they could shift. It was decided the animal kingdom still held the highest award for higher levels of empathy, and that if necessary, humans could get back to their base animal natures and instinct in order to survive and love again. This resulted in humans using the ideology of epigenetics to recreate themselves, resulting in various species of shapeshifters that began to multiply across the earth. Unfortunately, the ideas about becoming animal shifters to get back to love and communal living did not work out so well. Additionally, over the course of time, due to global warming, satellite-induced earthquakes, and volcanic activity, the geography of the Earth changed, resulting in a new set of islands that began popping up all over the globe. No more was the time of race or color bias, but more so animal shifter discrimination. Shifters of all types began seeking safe havens in which to settle, to escape the treatment of other shifters as well as non-shifting humans. Horse shifters, centaurs, and non-shifting undesirables who related to them settled on two islands, Lagerhaven and Bruton, which are located in what was formerly the Norwegian Sea, renamed the Equine Sea, with the two isles being separated by a series of keys or smaller isles that are connected by rickety old bridges. The people of the isles have struggled to keep their population growing. However, due to numerous wars and skirmishes, the worst of which occurred in the year 2295, lives are continually exterminated. Against this fantasy backdrop is the story of Callista Ikus, a young horse shifter who seeks to escape her controlled life in Lagerhaven to settle on the more colorful island of Bruton. She finds it hard to resist her nature, to roam free, resulting in her rejecting an assigned mate, Lucas Percheron, for whoever and whatever could truly win her heart. Callista stumbles upon numerous undesirables and even finds herself at odds with a shifter reverse harem headed by the powerful and beautiful mare shifter Sigrid. Her true love Magnus is a part of this harem. The question is, will he be willing to leave it and its beautiful mistress for her? Lucas does not accept rejection easily, so with the help of Callista's incorrigible yet powerful father, Aaron, and an enchanting witch named Krakinta, he pursues Callista into Bruton, obliterating many lives in the process. Enjoy this first episode of the Sagittarius Sun series and follow it on Kindle Vella by Renee Taro. Callista Equus galloped as fast as she could away from home, feeling her loose backpack of clothing and food bouncing up and down against her muscular sides as her white mane flew behind her in the wind. "I can make much more ground in horse form," she said breathlessly to herself as she saw the first of the bridges in the distance, the ones that led from Loggerhaven to the Step Isles, which stood between her and the infamous Isle of Bruton, her destination. "We are in the year 2300, and I'll be damned if I mate with Lucas Percheron." Lucas was the brown, warm-blood shifter mate her father, Aaron, had picked out for her from their team, which lived just outside of the main towns on the wooded isle of Loggerhaven in the Equine Sea. Callista's anger fueled her to speed through another 5 miles, stopping just before reaching the first of the rickety bridges. She snorted and breathed heavily, looking around to see if anyone had followed her. "I'll stop here to eat and drink, because there is no telling who is hiding in that chain of aisles leading to Bruton." Callista trotted into a thick grove of bushes near a clear spring and shifted back into her slim albino human form. She decided to remain naked and hidden to save time, leaving her packed clothing intact and reaching into one of the 2 leather pouches across her back to retrieve an apple and a cob of corn. As she took a bite of the apple while sitting naked and cross-legged on the sweet grass, Callista turned her eyes back one more time to Loggerhaven, where she'd grown up with all of the other horse shifters. All she could see was the forest, whose well-worn trails she had just fled through. Long gone was the beautiful backdrop of northwestern mountainous terrain, which served as a frame for the quaint towns that were nestled in the valleys. Tears stung in her eyes as nostalgic thoughts crossed her mind. Memories of her shifter friends, Hala and Bridget, and the numerous treks they had raced together through the northern mountains of Loggerhaven. She missed her own personal horse, Chloe, not a shifter, but a regular animal who was much loved by the entire family. Hala had encouraged her to follow her dreams to the much fiercer land of Bruton, where it was said that fillies run free and drink of dark ale in rowdy taverns that dot the eastern coast. Bridget, on the other hand, sided with Callista's father, Aaron, believing that Lucas was the catch of the isle and that she, Callista, should succumb to her well-planned-out future with the notorious Shifter. Father would not let me breathe, and Mother did nothing to stop him, Callista complained to the company of butterflies that flitted about, seeming to know that she was about to do something and warning her not to leave the island's safety. Bridget can have Lucas herself, because I am not turning back. I don't care what they say. With that, Callista hurriedly finished her corn and tossed the empty cob and apple core to the ground, hoping that the eaten fruit would one day sprout to a large apple tree that could feed the next Philly Shifter who wanted to escape from the stuffy confines of Lagerhaven. She placed her brown bag loosely over her shoulders. It would tighten up when she shifted into her horse or centaur form. Despite the fact that she had darkened her hair prior to her escape, Callista decided on her white horse form, knowing it would do little to hide her pale blue eyes, but was more of a camouflage for her than that of a young albino woman. There were many more white horses around than albinos, or at least she thought so. Moments later, she approached the coast of Lagerhaven and looked ahead to inspect the sturdiness of the bridge which led to the first island. I wonder how deep the waters truly are, she asked herself aloud, noticing the rocks and stones jutting up through the sea. Her mother had tried to scare her when she was a little girl with tales of vagrants who hid in the step aisles, and how they would ravish her if she did not drown in the equine sea first, because she was sure to fall through the rickety bridges. The people of Lagerhaven had purposefully left the bridges in disrepair to keep the people of Bruton from crossing over them. The thought of Lucas and his black eyes and questionable character made her queasy and inspired her to take a chance at crossing the first bridge. I've run away many times before from Dad, but this time I mean never to return. It's not far to the first isle. How bad could it be? Hundreds of feet away, peering at her through the forest on the other side of the bridge, were a pair of squinty yellow eyes of another notorious horse shifter that had already spotted her from the tree-hidden coast of the first step isle. Scene 2. Lucas Percheron eyed the young lad suspiciously while the boy reached out his dirty hand to try and sell him a bag of oats. You see, mister, these are golden oats, some of the top quality on the isle, grown exclusively in the northern mountains of Bruton. We get them from there, so you don't have to, the boy said wide-eyed. Is there where I should be able to send the patrol so they can find your parents and send you to them? Lucas asked, stooping down to meet the young lad eye to eye. With that, the boy threw his bag over his back and quickly shifted into a young colt, sprinting away from Lucas and leaving a trail of his golden oats scattered behind him. I don't know why you stop to talk to these peasants, Aaron Equa said with disdain, walking beside his future son-in-law through the array of well-kept Tudor-style shops. Aaron was dressed in a white pressed buttoned shirt with a brown suede vest, matching knickers, and riding boots. He walked proudly through the town that he would soon govern after the inauguration was held. Just having a little fun with the little shifter, Lucas laughed. Soon enough, you will have young ponies of your own, and one of the things you will teach them is not to consort with the likes of that kind of boy. Aaron said, pointing in the direction of where the young boy had galloped to. Touché, my friend, touché, Lucas said, not wanting to upset his future father-in-law with his wedding only 2 weeks away. You must stop in this shop and try their apple-cured fresh tobacco. I hear they are some of the best on the aisle. I know how you enjoy your occasional filled pipe. Aaron nodded in agreement, turning to head to the front door of the tobacco and herb shop in the quaint town located on the eastern outskirts of Lagerhaven. So when have you last seen your love, Callista?
We spoke about a week ago, Lucas stammered, not wanting to reveal that it had been more like a shouting match, where Callista had told him she wouldn't marry him over her dad's dead horse carcass. Lucas was the rejected mate if there ever was one.
You guys need to spend more time together, to bond, to make this more believable and romantic, Aaron said, knowing full well how his daughter felt about Lucas. This will be one of the biggest events in Lagerhaven, and everyone wants to enjoy a true romance, feeling the warmth and love between the two of you. It will be most helpful when you prepare to run for governor one day. If they want to feel any warmth and romance at that ceremony, they should wear their fur coats, Lucas thought to himself.
Sir, if you could talk to your daughter, I believe...
I will do no such thing, Aaron interrupted him. You are a stallion shifter, one of the finest in the land, and you are more than capable of winning Callista over without my help.
Lucas nodded at his elder, again not wanting to upset him.
Callista can be flighty and a bit of a wild horse. However, she, like every other filly on the island, can also be tamed. I will leave it to you to figure out how to do that, since there are things that you can do with her that I cannot, Aaron said, looking down at Lucas's groin.
Lucas grimaced at the thought of mounting and having sex with Callista, and held the heavy wooden shop door open for Aaron as the scent of tobacco enticed them both to enter the premises. He wondered how he would ever gain access to what was between Callista's legs, if she would ever even let him get close enough to her for a kiss on the lips.
Once again, we welcome you to this new Rejected Mate Shifter series, Sagittarius Sun. We have a lot in store for you, from awesome equine romance to shifter reverse harems, so follow the story on Kindle Vella so you don't miss an episode. Also, please like, fave, and share. Learn about the world that Callista finds herself living in and enjoy a map of Lagerhaven at the end of the first series on Kindle Vella.